You're listening to SBS News.
For many observers, this meeting between the two men on the sidelines could be as significant as the G20 summit itself. US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Bali with simmering differences across a range of issues, including human rights, relations with North Korea and Russia, and the question of Taiwanese independence. It was all smiles and handshakes ahead of the three-hour face-to-face meeting, which President Biden described as open and candid. Emerging from the discussion was a major breakthrough on climate, with both sides agreeing to resume talks through diplomatic channels after they were dramatically frozen earlier this year. Each leader said their countries shared a lot more in common than issues that divide them. President Biden said the pair agreed on maintaining the international order while accepting their economic competition with one another.
We're going to compete vigorously, but I'm not looking for conflict. I'm looking to manage this competition responsibly. And I want to make sure that every country abides by the international rules of the road. And we discussed that. Our One China policy has not changed. We oppose unilateral change in the status quo by either side, and we're committed to maintaining the peace and stability in the Taiwan Straits.
President Biden said he found his Chinese counterpart to be direct and straightforward and willing to compromise. Another area of agreement between the pair was on the use of nuclear weapons.
We discussed Russia's aggression against Ukraine, reaffirmed our shared belief in the threat or the use of nuclear weapons is totally unacceptable. And I asked that Secretary Blinken travel to China to follow up on our discussions and continue keeping the lines of communication open between our two countries.
President Xi acknowledged the strain between the two countries in recent months, saying it was vital to chart the right course for the U.S.-China relationship.
The world has come to a crossroads. Where to go from here? This is a question that is not only on our mind, but also on the mind of all countries. The world expects that China and the United States will properly handle the relationship. Our meeting has attracted the world's attention. So we need to work with all countries to bring more hope to world peace, greater confidence to global stability, and strong impetus to common development.
Maintaining global stability is high on the agenda for the Group of 20 summit in Indonesia, which begins with the motto, Recover Together, Recover Stronger. Speaking to Chinese state television, Indonesia's president and host of the G20 meeting, Joko Widodo, said the 17th meeting of the G20 being held in Bali comes at an urgent time for the global community.
Kita ingin mengajak
Indonesia would like to invite all G20 members for dialogues and to seek peaceful settlements for the issue together. I want to stress that the conflict should be ended immediately and the food, energy and financial crisis must be ended as soon as possible. All this can be possible if the dialogues result in cooperation. We hope for a speedy recovery and then a fast rise of the global economy. I want to reiterate that wars benefit no people or countries, as wars only bring destruction and suffering.
As a result of the war, rising costs of living and food shortages are being felt around the world, which leaders, including British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, have promised to address at the summit. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, having just met Chinese President Xi in Beijing, says he is optimistic about the upcoming summit, but that a final G20 statement would be a difficult task.
We are working very hard to ensure that we not only make clear, important statements on all the issues that affect the world together, such as climate change, the health crisis, hunger across the world, and economic developments, but also on the issues of peace and the consequences of the Russian war of aggression on Ukraine. That's going to be a tough ride, and I think it's going to take up a lot of our time and efforts in Bali.
While Vladimir Putin is not attending the summit in Bali, his foreign minister Sergei Lavrov is. Minister Lavrov was forced to brush off speculation about his health after Indonesian authorities said he was taken to a hospital in Denpasar for a health checkup. Russia's role in the global food crisis will certainly be under the spotlight in the coming days, with the UN Secretary General calling on Ukraine and Russia to maintain a deal to protect food exports passing through the Black Sea. Speaking ahead of the summit, Antonio Guterres was optimistic the Black Sea Grain Initiative would continue.
There was a lot of progress in removing the obstacles to Russian export of food and fertilizers. And I'm hopeful that our efforts will go on being successful and we'll be able to remove the last obstacles.
The 17th meeting of the G20 is formally due to begin on Tuesday. Taisok Yuzi, SBS News.